Hello.
Yeah, hi, and this is Peter here. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, good.
All right, you are very tensed or very nervous?
Very nervous.
Like very tensed or very nervous? It sounds like so quiet, so.
I tried to work it out in the system at the gym this morning, but I feel very, very nervous. Yes.
You have been to gym? Okay, and have you done your coffee?
I've had my coffee and my egg on toast, so I'm right for the day.
That's fantastic. And where are you at the moment?
I'm in my unit at the moment.
All right. Now, have you got any calls from anyone?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, now I wanted to make sure one thing, that don't get nervous at this point of time, because we want your cooperation. Now, with the help of your cooperation only, we can able to catch these bank employees. Those are trying to compromise into your details, all right? And I believe you remember that as I have told you, that we need 24 hours to activate the security and catching these hackers, because within the next 24 hours only the hackers will approve the transaction using their fingerprints. So until 24 hours they won't gonna put their fingerprints. All right, now it's the high time that they will gonna get back to you within 10 to 2 o'clock. Within 10 to 2 o'clock, it might be happen, they might gonna get back to you, all right? And they might gonna ask you that about the transaction that you have been made yesterday. So I believe if you understand and you know that what you need to do if you receive the call from them.
I've got that all here written down very clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just what you said. But I wrote it out again so I could sort of okay, so $20,000, and the reason was sending the money to my son-in-law. He bought an old house wanting to rebuild. Son-in-law's info, Mr. Gary Richard Dobson, 6405864 93, account number, BSB 124899, bank appointment.
Right. All right. Now, you might be received that call within 10 o'clock to within 2 o'clock. All right. So,
Okay.
I will be the on-field officer of your case at this point of time. Okay.
Yeah.
So, what I'm going to do, I'll be busy at this point of time. So, what I'm going to do, I'll get back to you within 2 to 3 hours. All right. If I got any update from there, or if you have to call me back for any reason, you have got the number of our head department. You can directly call on that number, and
I
I
have.
myself will gonna connect the call to me if it is needed.
Okay, I'm just looking for that now. Make sure I know I've got it, but I just want to make sure. Oh, this is frightening. You have no idea. I just can't. I'm just going to
Don't
log
get
out.
tense. Don't get tense. I have told you I am here to help you out. I'm gonna definitely make sure that I will gonna definitely catch these bank employees.
It's just a party. A pity you can't be tapped into my phone to know what's happening. So it's Peter Wilson, is that correct?
Yeah.
And it's BINCA 903821, and the phone number is 0482090295.
Yes, exactly. That's the number. If you need any help within these hours, you can call on that number and they will gonna connect the call to me. You ask for myself, they will gonna connect the call to me. So, I'll be the on-field officer of your case at this point of time, so I won't be available within two hours. So I'll get back to you after 2 or 3 hours. All right?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Do you have got any questions you want to ask me?
Not really. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, isn't it? And you know, I guess they're ruling this time because we've set it up.
Yeah. So. They will want to cross verify it. It's the high time that they might be want to cross verify it about the transaction. Okay.
Yeah.
So we need to be very confident and very smart at this point of time. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now make sure one thing, you need to be very smart at this point of time if you receive the call from them, because they might be asking lots of things just to dig out all the information out of you. They will try to manipulate you. They will try to scare you. But I know that you will gonna face them up very confidently.
I'm just not gonna answer the questions except who's the payment, what about the payment. That's the only thing.
Might be asking you lots of things.
Okay, can you give me a bit of an idea what they may ask?
Yeah, they might be asking you that whom you have made the transaction. You will want to tell them your son-in-law, and
yes,
they will
yes.
want to ask you all of a sudden, why do you want to send the money? So you need to confirm them that they have got a house problem. They have to repair their house, and you are just lending the money to your son-in-law. Once he will want to settle enough, he will want to give it back to you. Now, they might be going to ask you that are you part of any investigation, or if somebody has told you to make this transaction, is that a dummy transaction? Because lots of things has been going on and all these sort of things. So, you know, that what you need to do, what you need to tell them. If they're going to ask you, yes, right, exactly. Tell them, I don't know anything about it. What are you talking about?
No,
they might be asking you that from where you have got the bank account details of your son-in-law. Then what you're going to say, tell them.
What was that? Sorry, I can't see you.
From where you have got the bank account details of your son-in-law.
I still can't hear you. It must be this room, I think. Sometimes it gets, you can't hear. Hang on a second.
Well,
this new location. Okay, so again, sorry. Yep.
It might be happened. They might gonna ask you from where you have get these bank account details of your son-in-law, the account number, BSB, from where you have got that details.
Well, that's from him, isn't it? From my son-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah, and how he have give it to you over the phone?
Yeah, well, that's the way it is because I'm, I mean,
last few couple of days, we are talking about these things, and today you have decided you really going to make that transaction. And one more thing, they might going to ask you how you have made the transaction. You told them that you have made the transaction from your online banking.
Yep. Okay. From my online banking, and then I decided to make this payment, so I sent the money through to my son-in-law.
Yes, right, exactly. Now, and one more thing, they might want to ask you where your son-in-law lives. Then what would be your answer?
In Queensland.
Yes, right. That's the main thing. You need to be very confident with your words, like whatever you are saying to them. Because
well,
they will try...
Yeah, this is the same situation that I was in with my son-in-law. He lives in Queensland, exactly the same. Yeah.
Yes, right, exactly. All right, you have got all the details now. So what I'm going to do, I'll get back to you within 3 hours. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, within the time, if I got any update, I will gonna call you up and let you know. And if you have to call me up regarding anything, you can call on that number. And you can connect that call to me. All right?
Okay. Radio. Okay. All right. They will ring, or do you think it'll be like everything else, nothing's happened?
It might be happen that they might be calls you up because it's a high chance that they might be calls you up. and they might be going to ask you these things. So we need to wait for 2 or 3 hours so that we can go ahead and check all these internet activities. Now, can you just do one thing? Can you just try to log in into your bank of your Com Bank app and check that? Can you able to do that or not?
Hang on, I can log into my app. Just a sec, I'll just hang on a sec.
All right, thank you.
Get out of where I am.
Yeah.
Right, so I've logging on now. Okay,
yes.
Where do you want me to go?
Give a click on login. Login into your bank and give a click on login.
Log. Oh, yeah, I'm in there and it's sitting on the bank app now.
Okay, and can you see it says home accounts on the bottom?
Yes, I can.
Give a click on accounts.
Yep, I've done that, yes.
Now, can you able to check your balances, your accounts?
Yes, I can. Hang on. So which one do you want? All of them?
No. Yes, like, can you able to see that? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I can see them all, yes.
All right.
I haven't got it on speaker, that's why I'm having problems at the moment. I just sort of,
all
call
right.
came through and I grabbed it, that was all. I haven't got you on speaker.
All right, you can see your balances and your accounts over there, correct?
Well, I'll just have a look now. Yes, I can.
Okay, you can check your balances and your all the accounts, the Access account, your personal account, you're able to see that, right?
Yes, I can see them all, yes.
All right, now give a click on home on the left-hand side beside the accounts. Give a click on home.
Yep.
Now look at the very top. Can you see any option log off?
Yes.
Give a click on log off.
Right, I've logged off.
All right. Now you just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your normal regular home screen where you're able to see your icons on your mobile phone. As I have told you that don't use your internet banking or don't do any internet activities for the next 24 hours because we have to wait for 24 hours. That would be today's 7 o'clock. All right.
No, so I'm not going to touch it for at least 3 to 4 days. I'm over it. I used my bank card or my credit card this morning, and that's the only thing I've used. And because I have no permission to do it.
Yes, right. That's
I just needed some funds to buy coffee and stuff like that. So, you know.
You can use your MasterCard for that. That's
yeah. Well, that's what I use. Right? Yeah, my MasterCard. Yeah, I use that. I mean, I use that. I knew I could do that. So that's the only thing I have used. I won't be using anything else at all.
All right. That sounds good. Now, what I'm going to do, I'll be your on-field officer of your case. We're going to investigate this matter. All right. Now, I'll get back to you within 2 to 3 hours if I got any update from the server. And you know that if you received any calls, what you need to do, correct?
Ring you.
Yeah, all right.
Ring you and let you know after I speak to you. Peter, you're making me very nervous.
Don't get nervous. I'm here to help you, as I said. And I'm going to definitely... I'll make sure that everything will going to get on a time or we're going to do that in a proper way. So that's not a problem. What I'm going to do, I'll get back to you after 3 hours, all right? And until that time, you take care of yourself. Have a lovely day. And don't have to think about it too much. We'll definitely help you out to catch these bank employees of your bank, okay?
I have to leave here at 2:45, and then I can't take any calls after that. Until tomorrow morning, because I'm on shift overnight tonight, and I'm on shift only from you. I can't do anything else, okay?
All right, that's not a problem. So we have to wait for that. I'll get back to you before 2 o'clock. Like, what's the time by your watch now? About 9:45, 9:46. Yes, right. I'll get back to you within 3 hours. It should be within 12 o'clock. I'll get back to you. I'm gonna let you know in between that. Okay.
Okay. All right then. Thank you.
Alrighty. Take care of yourself. And enjoy your day. I'll get back to you soon. All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye for now.